This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I have had a day, let me tell you, I have had a day, but I'm not going to, we're going to have an evening now. Joining me this evening, because we didn't get to talk the other day, because he, instead of being my guest, he just...
I can't hear you, Bill.
You can't hear me. Do you know why he can't hear me?
Now I can hear you. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know what I did. That's the drama of live radio. Anyway, he was supposed to be my guest on Tuesday, and then he ended up running the show. Gang was all here. So, joined again by Rob Morse, the podcast impresario, the writer extraordinaire. And we have a full slate of things to cover, and I'm going to let you kick it off.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Might as well get it out of the way. We have to talk about the assault at a school in Florida. It's just, do you have other guests that are going to talk about that later?
Nope.
Okay, so that means we have to. My gosh. By the way, when I hear that theme music, my impulse is to introduce your show, and now I go, no, I'm the guest. I have to be quiet now.
Right.
Except I didn't hear you do it. Let's cut right to the point. It's a horrible tragedy. Everybody will blame someone else. You know, that just described the human condition more than it described the attack in Florida. It described the current state of our politics. But we can stop murderers from killing our kids in schools. It's not easy. And what's really frustrating is that the politicians in Florida are against it. I mean, they're out and out against it. So what do? We've talked to the SWAT cops, because it used to be thought of, oh, there's a gun in school. Call the SWAT cops, because they're armored up. They've got guns. They got tactics. They have training. Great solution if you've got an hour and a half to wait.
Yeah.
And it was, in fact, the SWAT trainers after Sandy Hook who said, guys, you're trying to put a square peg in a round hole. This isn't going to fit. We can't get there in time. But they had, remember, these are the same guys who look at, I'll call it the win-loss ratio of police all across the country. They're looking for emerging threats, and they say, you know, how should they adopt their tactics? And they go, we can't game this out to win. There's no way we can solve this with some change in our methods, our training methods. You guys have to already be there. We need deputies on site. Okay, right. So we changed what we did. And then you looked at the people who trained local police, and they said, wait a minute, it's like 6 minutes after the shooting starts before
That's
you'll
a long
get a
time.
Nine. Time's the enemy.
Yeah.
Time is the enemy. And okay, so 6 minutes to get a 911 call, and then if you're lucky, 6 minutes to get there, what? You've got to get on campus, find the shooter, engage him. What? You're going to give the guy a quarter hour freebie?
Sure.
And okay, and it sort of gets worse than that. There is some good news, I promise. Then you have to clear every room in the building before we'll let EMTs in. Now we're all pulling our hair out. Our hearts are breaking. And sheriffs just said that's too long. That's insane. That's not a solution. That's a prescription for disaster. We need to have armed staff on site. That's the only thing that's going to do this. Or we have to turn our schools into jails, one or the other. And remember, even jails have guards.
Sure.
And now here's where it gets a little weird, and I'm going to drag it back to Florida. We can't protect our children with guns. That's what the Florida legislators say. Well, that's not quite true. We're allowed to protect the children of celebrities and politicians. Basically, look, our social elites, their kids can have a safe education, but not your kids, not mine. There are school programs in place to arm school staff. They train them to stop the threat. They train them to stop the bleeding. And it's all done by volunteer. Nobody's ever forced to do this. But it is pretty interesting when you walk in and say, would you be willing to learn how to stop the bleeding of a traumatic injury? You get a ton of volunteers. You go, would you be willing to prevent that injury? Well, and they go, well, how? You'd have to face a violent person with a gun. And all of a sudden, the people who aren't already concealed carriers don't even put up their hands. They haven't thought about the problem. Right. And the concealed carriers are going, that's what I do everywhere else.
Yeah, well,
tell me about it. Now, you and I have talked about this program before, Bill. It's called FASTER. Sean spoke about it, and thank goodness, the day you were out, timely, in hindsight. That's Faculty Administrator, Safety Training and Emergency Response. They've already trained thousands of teachers. It's in several states. Some states don't have a formal program. They just, if you will, it's like Vermont Carry. They never made a rule against it. So, yeah, local school districts can have armed staff. Colorado was like that, and now they've formalized it. And they've got, thousands of man years of experience with armed staff in schools? And I have to ask, why isn't it in my school? Why wasn't it in Florida? Why isn't it in South Carolina, Bill?
Well, South Carolina is going to be a lot like Florida. They're not going to have the intestinal fortitude it's going to take. They'll be one of the last adopters. But, you know, the thing about Florida and South Carolina, we're also the only two states that don't have any provision for open carry, but they're the only two states that don't that are a shall issue.
Right. It drives you and I crazy. Well, but think of it this way, and I want us to watch what the politicians are going to say in the next couple of days. They'll come out, they'll be sympathetic, but will they change the law to protect the kids? They're going to say, oh, we should blah, blah, blah. They're going to throw more ink on paper. It's already illegal dozens of ways for what this kid did, but we're going to put more ink on paper. There's going to be more blood on the floor. Ink on paper won't stop the next killing. Unfortunately,
well, neither will any of the gun control provisions they're talking about either. They're out there talking about, let's ban this. Okay, how's that going to work? Exactly how's that going to work? How's that going to make things safer?
Right.
We never get to ask that.
These crazy guys literally planned this for years. So what are you going to do? Come up with a bulletproof plan that, bad pun, that over years of attack will never leak a gun to a crazy guy. Mental health in school, that would be good. This sounds like this individual had been expelled from three different schools for his behavior. What drives me crazy and what I hope our listeners take away is don't be fooled. When the politician says, hi, I'm going to pass a new regulation. No, don't swallow it this time.
It's not going to stop the bad guys. It's going to stop you. It's going to slow you down.
It's going to slow us down, but it gets the politician off the hook. See, I passed another useless regulation that didn't work, that's never worked anywhere else, and we let him off the hook. We let the politician get away with this.
Heading into the first break, Mr. Morse is part of the ensemble cast that is the Polite Society podcast. He does the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, where we talk about what should have happened in that school. Happens every day. He talks about that. He is a featured writer at Ammo Land and at ClashDaily.com, and he does the Slow Facts WordPress blog. And here lately, he has been the guest host extraordinaire at Lock and Load, in addition to all the other hats that he wears. I can only imagine what that hat rack looks like. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm going to have somebody from there on the show tomorrow. They have excellent backpacks with integrated body armor for your student. If you should care to look into something like that, they have something there, which is a modicum of protection for your child, more than most people are going to have. That's tomorrow. But today we're talking to Rob Morse of the Police Society podcast, self-defense, gun stories, all these other things. So where are we going now, sir?
Well, I want to wrap this up with a little personal anecdote, Bill. I've taken a faster class. I've stood right next to teachers who are being taught trauma care. They're being taught self-defense and really defensive firearms use where they know they have to go stop a threat. You and I, when we talk about in our home, oh, there's somebody robbing our garage. Fine, lock the door, call the cops. For most of us, I want you to imagine there's somebody in your home going toward your kid's room. You're not going to barricade yourself in your bedroom and leave them up to their, you know, evil intent. You got to go find, meet, stop, neutralize the threat, and then treat the injured. And these teachers take it very seriously. To be accepted, they're already concealingly carrying everywhere else. You can't volunteer and go, oh, we'll get you your permit. They only choose people who've already learned, they already know how to live with a firearm. And what's really awe-inspiring is these folks are going to grab a trauma kit and they're going to walk toward the gunfire. And they're going to do that whether they have a gun or not. There's no way they're going to say, oh, well, somebody else's problem, not my kids. They feel like those students are their kids. And keeping them disarmed is saying, here, you're disposable, just like the kids. It's heartbreaking, and we let politicians off the hook when they blather, well, it shouldn't really be a problem that we have to face. Go, well, suck it up, buttercup. This is the world we live in. You know, we threw away mental health treatment. Now we have a bunch of crazy kids for all kinds of reasons. But the fact is, until we live in a perfect world, we need armed defenders to save our most valuable property, our kids. We protect our money. We protect the kids of executives and our society's elites, but not yours and mine.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, there's 10 states that are actually out there doing it. I did local radio earlier today where somebody was out there saying, are you crazy? Teachers learning how to shoot. Teachers should not have to be cops. Which, I guess that means that they think these teachers that go through the FASTER program, when they're not in school protecting the school, they're actually pulling people over for not having their seatbelts fastened or, you know, crossing the yellow line or something like that. Which, they're not cops. They're just first-line defenders. And without that in place, this is going to happen again.
It's heartbreaking. There was one of the most compelling statements I heard was out of a Colorado police officer. He was one of the first responders in a school shooting. And he said, I at that point, was society's answer to this problem. And I never want to be that answer again. By the time I get there, it's too late. And this is a guy who actually shot an attacker in a school. And he goes, he'd wounded other people. Asking me to solve this is a prescription for failure, which I thought took a huge amount of courage. I mean, here's a guy who did exactly what society asked him to do. He was the man on the scene. He was the unfortunate hand of justice defending our kids. And he goes, I can't get there fast enough. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Hey, you know, you inspired me last Tuesday, but 10 days ago now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
Yes, I did. I thought that was very well executed. That was actually part of the show prep for yesterday, and then we had this incident. And this is, you know, when something like this happens, the scramble is on to right now. I mean, right now on Fox, which. Listen, all of you that think Fox is a conservative outlet, here's a powerful, they're talking about this powerful segment where a teacher who was there in Florida said our founding fathers didn't have this in mind. Our founding fathers had to contend with the Indians coming in and scalping everybody in the place and just leaving everybody for dead. So, yeah, they did. They did that all the time. They animals, you know, you'd be sitting there saying, well, I think I'm going to have me some nice corn porridge. And then a bear would come through the door and just have you. So back in those days, they dealt with a whole bunch of stuff. Now, what they didn't have to deal with a society where people have turned eating a Tide Pod into a challenge on YouTube.
Ugh. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? I'm so brave that I'll eat this disgusting chemical. Okay, how about you be so brave that you defend your fellow man? And again, we're talking about teachers who carry everywhere else except in school. They're your neighbors everywhere else. They're your armed neighbor, and you never know. That program really has grown. It's been a whisper campaign, mostly between school administrators, because the teachers can't talk about it. Hi, you're in the secret club. You can't. The first rule of the secret club is don't talk about being in the secret club.
Right.
Let me try and get back. Gosh, you're terribly distracting. and you and I brought it up when that gal was mentioned, Savannah is her name, who was attacked at school in Philadelphia,
right.
Went back to school in the Tidewater area and still couldn't carry, even though she was back home, a victim of a sexual assault. And I'm just going, that's crazy. That's great. I mean, talk about an epidemic. There's nothing else like it. One out of four women on college campuses report being sexually assaulted. That's insane. Now, fortunately, every sexual assault is not a rape. That's great news. That's great. Just like every assault doesn't end in battery. Okay, somebody tried, it was unsuccessful. That's great news. I don't want to see every assault become rape. No, that's not where we're headed. That's not victory. But imagine any other industry where you go, yeah, we have women who work here at our assembly plant. Our customers come on plant, and a quarter of them are going to be injured, or one out of 20 are going to be injured this year on my property.
And that's okay.
Yeah, everybody else would shut the place down.
Hang on a minute. We're about to go into break. We'll come back to that about that new thing that I think that should be part of the kit when you're picking out a college for your child. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest from the Polite Society podcast, from self-defense gun stories, from quite a few things, is Rob Morse. Now, you know, one thing that I wanted to talk about that has been sort of overshadowed is that you and I are going to be taking Fighting Pistol together with James Yeager in June.
Yes, we are.
I'm sure that will add to the toolkit.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to take a level 2 faster course, and I'm glad we were able to go to James first. I want him to tune me up.
Yeah. Well, James claims to have the best fighting pistol class in the world, and we're going to find out. And we will.
That is like saying it's the best dessert in the salad bar. Now you have to go and try all of them, Bill.
That's right. So
it's a tough job.
You have to go to that first one before you can take anything. That's his gateway.
Yes. Okay.
His fighting pistol. So anyway.
Well, before you go on, gateway classes, somebody asked me, hey, are you going to go on and take this super ninja class? And I said, do you know what? If I just go and get my basic and intermediate instruction from a lot of different instructors and each has a different emphasis and sees different things, that is such a phenomenal education, because unless you really practice at least once a month, and I don't mean just go to the range and make noise.
Right.
You're not at an advanced level.
Now, the basic class and going and training on your own, if you could go out and train on your own once every 2 weeks, and if you could take a class every quarter, I think you'd be a pretty tuned up shooter.
You would. Now, that's not competitive level, but it's well up there.
Yeah.
It's well up there, sure. Amateur competitor. Yeah, you'd be great.
How much does a competitor train? Just constantly?
Weekly, at least.
Okay.
Yeah, IDPA, USPSA, you don't have to train at all. But if you intend to improve your performance, you're picking up the firearm and dry firing at, you know, I'm going to say at least in a half hour, maybe two 15-minute segments, even if you only compete every 2 weeks. You know, because the competition is not where you improve your game. You don't improve your golf game in a competition. You improve it with your instructor at, you know, when he goes, here, this is how your mistake you're making is you putt. You know, it's at the practice tee where you get better.
Right, right.
Right. I think the same's true with you, don't you think?
Yes. Although I do find that the more I shoot, and I made this comment to James because I'm very interested to see how many bad habits I've developed.
Yes.
With James, who shoots every day, I think he believes that if you have good habits, they just stay with you. That's never proven to be true with me. It may be with some people. It's not ever proven to be true with me. But we're going to find out in June, anywho.
It'll be cool.
Yeah,
it'll be cool. You and I have to figure out how we're getting there, where we're staying, all that stuff. I was thinking back at school. Isn't this a crazy world you and I live in? And this wasn't true 5 years ago. We need safe spaces to defend students from frightening ideas. You know, exposing them to those ideas is hate speech and should be kept off campus. But the thought of actually protecting our students from physical harm, that's unthinkable.
Well, there's no actual safe space. The other thing to think about, that I think about, is, you know, prior to 1933, prior to the NFA, a kid could buy a Thompson submachine gun. And up to that point, the biggest school attack that had ever occurred was done with dynamite.
Yes.
And yes. Even with prohibition and everything else, schools were not targeted. And now schools have become targeted. I think, for example, this pilgrim, Nicholas Cruz. I think he's a copycat. I think he's been watching things and he's seen that everybody uses, as they say, he's been watching the news and they say the AR-15 is gun of choice, so that's why he had one.
One thing, he'd been expelled from three different high schools.
Yep.
We have a lot of ways to withdraw from society, unfortunately. Aren't there YouTube videos that just show people with their head down in their phone walking into fountains?
All the time.
That's a metaphor. The great news is we can use our electronic communications for you and I to have a conversation, which we really couldn't do face to face. The bad news is if that's your only interface with the world, it can be pretty alienating.
Yes.
And here we talk about being inclusive, and yet at a personal level, this electronic communication has mean we follow social fads harder than ever. And the odd kid in school still doesn't have a place. That's kind of a heartbreak right there.
Well, but you know, that has always been that way, hasn't it? There's always been the outcast. Except the outcast, and I don't know how they dealt with it then. But I mean, when I was in school, I was bused to school as part of the integration. And I went into a black neighborhood, and the only time I ever saw a weapon at school was a white guy brought a steak knife to school. And he pulled that as a weapon. And that was the only time I ever saw anything remotely like that. And things have changed. A lot of, for one thing, I don't remember anybody I went to school with being medicated to their eyeballs because they were boys.
Yeah. Here's something. I have a secret suspicion here. I wonder what time will tell. People who are anxious, we medicate them so that they don't feel any anxiety. Does that mean they don't feel any guilt? Oh, you know, I think I'd like to get revenge on everybody. Well, that's an okay idea.
Right.
Anybody has felt frustrated and angry and disappointed with others. But when you think of retaliation or revenge, you go, now, wait a minute. Come on, Rob. We hold ourselves in check. And I'm concerned that we've so medicated away our anxiety that we've taken the brakes off our responsibility. I don't know. Time will tell.
Well, I find it interesting now that we've got this whole host of things like smoking, where they recommend you take Chantix. And yet, when you listen to the Chantix commercial, part of the disclaimer is, if you start to feel feelings of suicide or this or rage or that or the other, call your physician immediately. What do we do in prescribing that to people if that is a side effect?
Right. Right. On the other hand, Bill, if you read the side effects from a bottle of aspirin, we're afraid to take anything. I don't know how common those side effects are. I really don't.
Yeah.
So now, given a large enough population, was it coincidence? How much did it increase the rate? But I do know that you're absolutely right. In some of the Narcotics Anonymous groups,
yeah,
Chantix has sort of got an iffy reputation, like, uh-oh, be careful. This could get you into trouble.
Well, I remember Mel Gibson, they recorded a tirade he went over on the phone, and they said he was taking Chantix at the time.
Oh. Wow.
So, yeah, it's out there. It's out there. It happens. It happens enough to be noticed anyway.
Right.
But we're coming up on the next break now. Those of you that have a smartphone, you can partake of Rob. Two different products out there on iTunes and Stitcher and everything else. The Polite Society podcast, which is the ensemble thing that he does with his group. The Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. And then if you just like to read, well, you can go to Amaland.com, ClashDaily.com, or Slow Facts WordPress. And he's got all of that other stuff. And given what's going on with me, he said he would do it for a beer. I think before this is over with, I'll probably end up having to buy him a brewery, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, because we were supposed to do this Tuesday, and then I sort of crashed like a plane coming down with no fuel. And so where would you like to take it as we are headed out the door here?
I'd like to do gun stories. Tell me you're breathing easier.
Here's what's going on, okay? Now, in Las Vegas, where I was in the dry air,
right?
By the time I left Las Vegas, I was so much better. I had to walk 6 miles a day. I had to climb 49 flights of stairs per day.
Yeah.
And I was able to do it. By the end of the week, I was able to do it. Then I got back here, where it's a little more humid. I live in a house that has probably got a few issues, too. And, it seems like it's coming back. So while I'm not breathing better, I know what's causing it, and I am taking steps to try to fix that.
A dehumidifier, drugs, something. Man, the thought of not being able to breathe is frightening. For you, it's career ending. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm doing the show, I hope it doesn't come across where I'm going, and then you know, where I'm at, it sounds like I'm gasping or whooping or whatever I'm doing to try to go ahead. But let's do some self-defense gun stories.
And one of the reasons I like doing these is we say, hey, it happened. Just look, self-defense is real. The people who say it never happens say, what do you mean it? I read about it every week. This Morse character, this fool on the hill over here. Yeah, he talks about it. It's real. And here's something that was pretty extraordinary. Look, there are thousands of self-defense stories every day. Some of them make local news. They never get national attention unless you shoot up a school. But these examples are noticeable because of who did them. The armed defender wasn't the person who was threatened. Instead, they acted to help someone else who was in really serious trouble. So what I'd like you to do, put yourself in their place today. I want you to feel what this must be like, because if it happens to you, you won't have time to sort it out. I want you to think about it now. Okay, so let's jump in. You're walking down the street. It's cold. It's windy. You're I think it's Detroit. You're a woman in your 30s, it's mid-morning, and you hear a woman scream. You see a man attacking the woman who delivers your mail. The attacker's on top of the mail carrier, and he's pulling at her clothes. You do what everyone else, you do that. You yell for him to stop, and he ignores you. You're armed, concealed carry permit. You step near the attacker, draw your gun. Now, by the way, it's not a silhouette target with a bunch of sand and gravel behind it. You've got people on top of each other. How? What do you do now? Okay, you have to do something. You shoot into the ground. Now the guy goes, oh, wow. Yeah, you're serious. He jumps off the mail carrier he was attacking, and he starts moving toward you. Uh-oh.
Okay. Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, okay.
Now, you and I would have gone center mass. This lady again shoots into the ground in front of him. He goes, oh, well, that's not going to work either. He runs away down an alley. Great news. Some people were in the neighborhood watching, heard the screams, called the cops. They get there within minutes. You're already trying to take care of this lady who's been attacked. You move back toward the victim. She literally is trying to crawl back. She's so shaken. She sort of doesn't take consolation. She's moving back toward the mail truck.
Right.
Cops come. They yell at you. Put the gun down. You do. Awesome move. You follow instructions. Because let's face it. The cops have heard attack, shots fired. They're trying to sort all this out. And as a police officer friend of mine said, everybody's going to the ground. Everybody gets cuffed. When they've got time on their hands, the cops will sort this out.
Right.
You're the good guy. Okay, now we get it. But this woman wasn't, she could have, quote, been a good witness. And then the mail carrier would have been raped. Darn it. The great news is you have to make this decision. Other people have the choice to be armed. It's up to them to defend themselves. It's not your job. It's not even your duty. But if you're called to defend the innocents, this because of her employer, she was disarmed. This mail carrier might have been a concealed carrier everywhere else off her job. We don't know.
Right.
But a life saved. Let's notice it. How about a similar one? You're out to eat. I think a guy got off work late at night. It's hard to tell because it was a early Saturday morning. So maybe you had a late shift Friday. I don't want to give the restaurant cred because they've got some odd gun laws. But you're having breakfast at 3 a.m. You look up to see two guys who rush through the restaurant. All right. It's cold outside. It's not
that cold.
Can
I guess at the restaurant?
Go ahead.
Waffle House?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. You win. You win. These two guys wearing hoodies and they've got guns drawn. No, they're not there for smothered hash browns.
Scattered, smothered, and covered.
Yeah, they've got the gun up pointed at the lady behind the desk. Oh, no. And the clerk has got the big eye here, take it, look. And you're over there, I don't know. I don't know if you're having coffee that morning or juice, but they're busy paying attention up front. And rather than jump up from your table and do the high noon stupid, you go, I've got forever to calmly get my gun in my hand and pick it up. Now, what I can't figure out is why this defender missed, but he shot at the robbers and they immediately ran. You check on the clerk, you call police. Awesome job. One thing I wonder is if this defender hadn't thought through the morality and the legality of defending a third person. If that person being attacked is innocent, you get your rights to defend from them. If the person having the gun pointed at them started the fight, then there is no right for defense, and you can't defend them. But you're pretty sure, hey, man, you've been in the – you were there in the restaurant. She was there making change. Making change is not a threatening gesture, and these guys come in. She was the innocent party. You knew it. And if you think about it ahead of time, you'll have the moral resolve to put the sights on center mass.
Did that one actually happen in South Carolina?
I can check. I'm not sure.
I think we had one like that happen in South Carolina. Now, the defender did actually connect when he pulled his weapon, but
Waffle houses.
Have you ever been into a Waffle House?
Sure. This was in Cherokee County, Georgia.
Okay. So in the Waffle House, which they all have gun-free zone signs on them, but you walk in there and there's nothing to enforce that. There's right. nothing to, and they don't have any, everybody's, you know, making eggs and waffles, and nobody's there trying to defend you. So it's a pretty stupid policy that they have.
Given that a lot of guys, particularly down here in Louisiana, you know, they've been hunting early in the morning and they go, gosh, let's go get some, you know, tie some food on and get something warm to drink. See lots of guys who are wearing camo in Waffle House. I'm pretty sure they're carrying.
Yeah.
One more, just because, well, we don't have a lot of time. We'll do the speed round.
20 seconds. Go.
You're driving down Main Street. You see the flashing blue lights ahead. Cops on the ground. A guy sitting on him, beating the cop, and the cop isn't defending himself. You stop to say, hey, what's going on? You yell at the guy who's beating the cop. He, again, like the first example, he doesn't stop. You run up real close. The guy looks up, sees your gun. The attacker gets off the policeman and runs away. Great news. Somebody else had already called it in. So virtually within seconds, you stay with the policeman, that there were police there. They, of course, don't. They see a guy with a gun over a policeman who's down. They don't shoot you. They say, drop it. You do. And later they figure out you're the Good Samaritan.
Sure.
But the magic point is here. When the police arrive, don't argue. Comply.
Yep. They'll figure it out.
That's what they
very intelligent, these law enforcement. Catch Rob Stuff on iTunes with Polite Society Podcast and Self-Defense Gun Stories. And online, read his stuff at Ammoland, ClashFamily.com, and the Slow Facts WordPress. Thank you, sir.
Breathe easier, Bill.
I hope so. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock. Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight, bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.